All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. Did you guys miss Maggie the Mechanic? Well, we are back with Mechanic 6, so let's get started with more Love and Rockets. You women's is crazy. Torombolo get you but good. Hear that, Rena? Come on, what's it going to prove by going down there? Now, Margaret, we've already gone through this before. We're just going to make sure this old eyesore really is dead. But what if something is still down there, like something evil? Don't worry, if I need your help, I'll holler on the old radio. Well, what about air? They took all the gas masks. She in trouble. There's a big draft that seems to travel through the ship. Bye, Mom. Don't wait up too late for me. Shit, Duke. You had to open your big fucking mouth. I would have been out by now, but no! You had to take my case to a higher court. Oh, I deserve much better. Shit. What the hell gave you the idea your mechanic know-how would make you a good lawyer anyway? Oi, you ran race? Yeah, you are? You kick Pedero's ass, eh, boy? You really gonna be famous now, eh? Ha, don't worry too much. Sanjo got a heart. Maybe he let you fix his vibrator, eh? Then he let you off in, say, 20 years? Wonderful. Then maybe I can fix things in the old folks' home when I get out. Yes, Yax, I know I kind of screwed up things for race in there, but we gotta get him out. Sanjo just might do something foolish. Psst, follow me. That's right. I got it right from Sanjo himself. Yup, Project Stiletto Project Stiletto is no longer. Plan 9 is now in effect. I knew it. Reyna's been gone too long, so she's not coming back. The stiletto swallowed her, Cece. I told her not to go down there. I told her. Stop crying, Margaret. Rena Titanian has returned. Ta-da! Please excuse the dramatics, girls. The old gray mare, she ain't what she used to be. Did you find a monster? Did it try to eat you up good? Hell, ouch, there ain't nothing down there. Oops, the Saturn stiletto is just one dead pain in the ass. You mean? Oh, sure, I found a few things, like I found that race was all right about all the pedo destroyed by the sea. In fact, the whole ship was flooded in one place or another. Many times I come across a group of dinosaurs that chose to use the stiletto as their home. I even ran into a few old friends, but nowhere in the ship could I find Bernie Cabo's body, fortunately. At first, I almost wanted that ship to swallow me up, but you know, the deeper I went into it, the more I got the feeling I was the only threat in the whole damn thing. I soon realized I had nothing, absolutely nothing to fear. Then I knew it was time to leave when I accidentally opened the wrong hatch. Whatever was down there is now part of the world's largest aquarium. Hell, there never was any monster down there. Boom, bam, boom! There's your damn monster! Hey, he's here! Torombolo! No, Margaret, where are you going? I guts to know. No, Margaret, it's Torombolo! And he be angry at us! We has to run or we die! Oh my god, no, it's not Torombolo, it's worse! It's Sanjo! Well, you can pretend you dropped your keys right next to my cell, so you can escape! Bah! Escape? Now, why would I want to? Yato! Kilin! Oi, Kiki! I mean, like, what's shaking? Ay, caray! You remember me, Kiki? That's right, I'm Penny. You remember, the broad you made friends with one minute and made walk the plank the next. I see you got away safely from that sea serpent. I'm so glad for you, Kiki. But Penelope? In fact, I'm so glad you're safe. I'm gonna forget all about that mutiny. What say you and me be friends again, huh, Kiki? No hard feelings? Heh, no hard feelings? Bonk! Sorry, Kiki, but you owed me one. Okay, boys, it's all clear. Shh, relax, Race. We'll have you out of there in a flash. You guys are crazy, you know that? Yeah, quiet. You want to wake everybody up? I hope you realize I'm in deeper trouble than ever now. We can worry about that later. Right now we have to save my best friend from certain doom. Lucky I already cleaned out Mr. Race's hut. Is this not fun, Margaret? Now that you told me those big bombs are not Torombolo, I'd not be scared no more. Well, start. This is worse. Let's hope the whole place isn't a goddamn vacant lot yet. Or a crater. Or a crevasse. What's that up ahead? Look, oh shit! Mortars! Let's step on it! Damn you, Sano. I'll get you for this. If I ever get out of this one, I'm coming after you. Sanyo Biran Tremolo, huh? Rita Titania, look! Eek! It's gotta be the boys. And just in time, too. Grab all the stuff. The ground's moving. Shit, the whole thing's sinking. Hurry, Renya. Where's Margie? I don't know. She was right behind me. Grab on. We can't land this thing. And where the hell is Margie? Here I am. Hey, wait for me. Everything's sinking. Never mind. Just grab hold. Come on, Margie. You're almost there. Ugh, gotcha. Wow, that's the stuff comics are made of. Eek, somebody turn the page. You can see my panties. Down it went. Down it all went. The dinosaur, the pain in the ass Saturn stiletto, the pain in the ass Saturn stiletto, all those fears I had that past month, all of it. It was kind of like turning the handle and flushing this big, big toilet known as my head. I felt so relieved, but it wasn't over yet. We finally reached the outskirts of Zato when some soldiers took away our chopper and we had to walk. After a while, we reached the town only to find it a fucking wreck. People were running all over the place, laughing, crying, looting, dancing, fighting, whatever they could think of. I guess it was war. Penny didn't care, Rena loved it, and I was scared out of my shit. It was kind of exciting, though, when we saw them bring down the statue of Sanjo they had in a park. Mr. Race, we regret to inform you that Sancho Sanjo and his entire family have fled the country and are nowhere to be found. He took with him his private documents, so according to law, you and your colleagues cannot be paid until he is located. But you'll be happy to hear your sentence has been commuted. Since we cannot locate the plaintiffs, we cannot have a case. Congratulations, Mr. Race. Thank you. So all along, the people of Zimbodia planned to destroy their self-appointed leader, and Rainia, who they called Latonia, was behind the whole thing. What a woman. She shows the people how to think free, then moves on. Wild. Oh, Netrina! We left Cece at the orphanage in El Picasan, where she lives with 20 other kids. I promised to go back and visit her if she told me her real name. It's Rosa Colores Aliga Benuelos. I promised Cece I'd write her. Arriaga. The plane will take you straight to Jaime Airport in Toro. Then you're home free. Thanks, Rena. Where will you go now? I still have some unfinished business here in Zato. Then I'm going to Mano Viejo. Bye, Rena. And I hope you find your Captain Bernie Carbo. Thank you. And don't forget to tell Aunt Vicky I want that rematch. Yep, she knew all along. I was Vicky Glory's niece. I guess you just can't fool Rainya Tetian. I hope I see her again someday. She's really something. She sounds like some kind of goddess. Yeah, kinda. And Sanyo the Saturn Stiletto, the lizard, even Penny, all like Torombolo, were kinda like gods too. It's kinda weird, you know? At first, Race was kinda like a god or idol when I met him. He's just a man. Exactly, and by my experiences, I realize that all these gods I came across were just flesh like me, or were just flat-out fears to begin with, either good or bad in my mind. Oh, here comes the punchline. I don't know, in my mind, it was kind of like the day the gods came down and destroyed each other. Maggot, you're a real nut. I know, I love you guys too. Welcome back, dear Maggie. The war in Zato still rages on. Okay. I don't get it, Carbo. 10 years in this pit of slime and you can still smile? Invasion halt. Sanyo gunned down on street. Titanyan starts new revolution. Woman eats apple pie. Oh, and there's an autographed photo. Finn. That's the end of that story. Hey, Hopi. A's for horses, ass bite. Hey, Hopi. Where you off to, girl? Nunya. Nunya? None your business. Hey, Hopi, Mom's in town. She wants to see you. What's she want to do? Show off her new boyfriend? You met him already? I don't have to meet him if I know our mother. He's blonde, mustache, one eyebrow, blue eyes, wears his sports shirts two sizes too small, right? Wrong. Green eyes. Well, I'm glad to see Mom's made a big change in her life. Hey, I notice you haven't been raising too much hell now that your lover Maggie's been gone. What's the matter, Casanova? Jealous because you can't get into her little panties? Shit. She's just scared I might cripple her. Don't worry, Joey. You still have all these 13-year-olds waiting in line. But they're not Maggie, man. How come you never set me up with her? I don't know, Joey. I don't think you're Maggie's type. She kind of likes her men rugged. You know what I mean? She likes that speedy cholo, huh? Well, yeah, she likes him a little older, too. She's still stuck on that mechanic dude. God, what a dipshit. But then she likes him to treat her real tender-like, real nice. And then she lets him tie her up to beat her with a Hot Wheel track. But you just screw him and then hang him out to dry. What the hell is that? No self-respecting girl wants that kind of shit. Oh, you know, because all you go out with is girls. What the hell is that? My brother, my poor little brother. Maybe someday you'll see things my way. Huh? I ain't gonna turn gay. If you think I'm ever gonna become a fag, you're really stupid. I meant you'll accept things for what they are. Now I'm not so sure. I mean, just because me and Maggie live together and sleep in the same bed doesn't mean anything. Just because we hold hands while walking down the street doesn't mean shit. But you like her. Sure I like Maggie, stupid. Since when can a girl like another girl? No, I mean, you want to have her for lunch. You want to drink her thighs. You're getting real annoying now. Come on, Hopi, you're not fooling anybody. Everybody knows about you and Maggie. Oh yeah, Miss Rona? What are they saying? Well, that you two are, you know, going out. Oh, horrors, will I ever live it down? Get lost, will ya? Aw, why don't you just come out and admit it? You are a lesbo. Get away from me. I don't want to talk to you no more. You're hopeless. And you are spoiling Maggie's chance to be with a real man. I said, get out of here, you asshole. Hey, that was hurt. Ouch. Clack, clack, clack. Now, we gotta quit acting like the all-powerful shithead, or do I pace you some in the eyes? Okay, okay, I give up. Stop. So, are you gonna go see Mom, or do I have to brave it all by myself? I'd rather surf the San Andreas Fault. Can't you see, Joey, me and Mom are on the outs right now. Kaput. Yeah, she still gives me shit for living with Dad, but that's only like now when she gets a new hunk. I got a better idea, Joey. Why don't we pick up a six-pack and read my latest letter from Maggie? Maybe she puts in a good word for you today. You buy. Penny Century, that groovy chickadee. Aha, finally, if I had to stand this way any longer, I'd have turned into a cactus. By Jane, 8485. Or is that Jamie? Not sure. Crash! Oof! Oh my gosh, did you hurt yourself? Oh, she wasn't a dream. Oh no, what have I done? The boss is gonna kill me. Oh, did I make you do that? It's not your fault. The wife always said my bird watching would kill me in one way or another someday. Just be glad you weren't killed. You kidding? After my boss finds out about this, I may as well be. Just tell him the truth. It was all an accident. Huh. You don't know H.R. Costigan. With him, there are no accidents. Costigan? Yeah, I'm supposed to be hunting down some broad for him named Penny something or other. She's somewhere here in Zato. No fooling? By the way, I'm Bomber Bones. What's your name, gorgeous? Beatrice. Beatrice Garcia. Penny Century on the road again. Man, I've been screwing around so much, I don't even know what this Penny looks like. Her picture's in my knapsack. Could you hand it to me? In here? Is this it? Oops! Oh, nah, nah! Oh, gee, I'm terribly sorry. Now what am I gonna do? I'm dead. That's it. Dead! I knew getting this job would be a mistake. At first, I thought working for Costigan would be a cinch. Little work and a lot of pay. You really can't always trust a man with money like that. Oh yeah, I guess someone like you meets a lot of men with money, huh? Yo, is that right? Oh no, I didn't mean it that way. I'm sorry, I meant that a woman as beautiful as you, I mean, keep going. Well, I mean, it's natural for a man to be attracted to one such as you, one so, mm-hmm. No, Mr. Costigan, I haven't found her yet, sir, but I'm getting close, sir. Yes, sir. Goodbye, sir. Oh, boy. Huh? Hey, wait a minute, will you? Leave me alone or I'll call a cop. At least help me look for this Penny person. Come on, you're the one who dropped her picture in the fire, so you owe me. At least let me make it up to you by buying you lunch, huh? Okay? Scream. Police. Help. Aha! There you are. Hey, don't you work for Costigan? It's Big Turo. In person. Sorry to startle you, Miss Century, but the boss wants to see you. You're Penny Century? Ahem. Step aside, buddy. I got orders to bring the lady in myself. Yeah, but you took too long, so Costigan sent me to tell you that you're fired. So get lost, jackass. Okay, then fork over my paycheck, jack off. You'll get a check in the mail. Come on, Penny. The boss don't like to be kept waiting. Penny, darling. Say, boss, can I watch you spank her for being so naughty and running out on you like that? No. Leave us alone now, please. See you later, Big Turo. You know, Arturo's right. I should put you over my knee for what you did. Don't you know how much I care for you, Penny? What's the big deal? I only had lunch with Don Mugre, and then I had a little adventure and met some friends. That's all, Mr. Costigan. How many times have I told you to keep away from that Mugre? It's mad as a snake. Pure poison. Oh, I don't know. He seemed really nice, and he offered me a lot. But I offer you more. I double anything he has to offer you. I triple. Let's not start with that anything, Jazz. Okay, Herve? Well, I don't know what else I can offer you. I've tried everything to make you happy. Well, not everything. No, I can't do it. I cannot make you into a goddamn superhero. I've told you before. Yeah, well, when I asked El Mugre... You asked El Mugre? But what'd he say? The same. No. I think we should stop thinking about this silly superhero business and start thinking about me and you. That sound all right to you, Penny?
Huh? Penny?
Ah, poot! Arturo! Dames, I swear, all they're good for is ruining a man's life. It's all her fault. All she had to do was tell me who she was and none of this would have happened. No, wait, it's Costigan's fault for getting me tied up with a silly broad like that. Wait, what am I talking about? This is all my own stupid fault for taking such a stupid-ass jobs like this in the first place. Oh, well, Costigan got what he wanted, I guess. What do I get? I get two black eyes on the same eye on the same day. Beep, beep, yee! Well, look at you, Mr. Ants in the Pants. Afraid someone's gonna come along and try to rape you? Oh no, you keep away from me! Oh, come on, Bomber, don't be mad. Look, I already forgot about that campfire incident. Now, why don't you be a sport? Because I still have pride, that's why. Oh, don't be silly. Let's go for a ride. I won't tell your wife about all this if you won't, okay?
Well,
so you ditched Costigan. Aren't you afraid he might be coming after you again?
What, me?
Worry? I have you to protect me, don't I?
I kind of figured you might say that.
Yes, Mr. Costigan, they're heading west on 55. Continued. Penny Century, that groovy chickadee, on the road again. She was last spotted going down 66, Mr. Costigan.
Well, keep looking, knucklehead. What do I pay you people for anyway?
Part 2. I have papers for you to sign, Mr. Costigan.
Not now, Bunkini. Please, I'm busy.
But these are the papers for the multi-million dollar chewed balloon deal.
I said not now. I've got more important things on my mind. If I lose that girl, I don't know what I'll do.
Oh no, babe. I'm going to be working for Costigan a little longer than I anticipated.
Yeah. I love you, too. I'll see you in a few days, okay?
Bye.
Bomber, come here and tell me what you think.
Were you talking to someone just now?
Just singing to myself. What's up?
Why so long in the bathroom, Penny?
Why'd you go and color your hair? I liked you better as a blonde.
You men and your blondes. You remember Costigan liked me better that way also.
Boy, you must know something about Costigan. I don't if you think you can fool him by coloring your hair.
Not him, his men. They never seemed too bright.
Thanks a lot. I worked for him, remember?
Besides, I think I look nice as a brunette. Shall we go?
Penny, ever since I saw you in that high school parking lot, I knew you had to be mine. You had to belong to me.
Mr. Costigan, you have a call on line 2. It's your wife calling again, sir.
What did you say, Bonkini?
Oh, it's that woman calling again, sir.
Are you insane, Bonkini? Hang up already!
Another one claiming to be his wife, Eva?
Not this one, Greta. This woman once showed up with actual evidence of their marriage. Naturally, the old man denied all and had her removed from the premises. Oh, when I see him with that blonde slut, I just get sick to my stomach. And that poor woman is treated like... From her phone calls, I get the impression this woman is not all there. Would you be if you were married to that old fart? One of these days, I'm going to expose this little game, even if it costs me my job. Bomber, I think we'd better go now. Not till you tell me how you knew that maid at the motel was one of Costigan's spies. Oh, that's easy. I know the way Costigan thinks. It's a riot trying to figure out which ones are his boys. Yeah? Let's try this crowd on the street. What do we look for? Well, I don't know. He's used Indian chiefs before. Shoeshine boys. Some of his spies are so dumb, they give themselves away. No kidding? Oh, I liked you better as a blonde. Oops. See what I mean? I get it now. Okay, it's my turn. Aha! Tell me, bud, how much does he pay you? Eh? I guess I'm not too good at this yet, huh? You thought that was pretty funny, eh? I suppose if I ran in front of a truck, I'd get twice the laughs. Then I'd really win him over if I... Man. I've been traveling with Penny for a week now, and I think, no, I know I'm in love. I could go for her forever. But I wonder how she feels about me. It's hard to tell what she's thinking. Bomber? Bomber? Penny? Here I am, I was just getting some morning air. Oh, what's for breakfast, Mr. Bones? She's gotta want me, she's just gotta... Ooh, she's singing Jezebel, It Was You. Oh, man. Maybe if I told her how I really felt about her, maybe she would do the same. My wife. My wife? Oh, my God! I gotta tell my wife! I'm gonna get some cigs. You want anything, Penny? Nope. Babe, it's all over. I'm running away with Penny Century. Okay, fine. It's been fun, babe. Okay, see ya. Ooh, boy. Yeah, babe. I'll be here for another week. Sure, sure. I love you, babe. But there's one thing I have to tell ye. Oh, Penny, darling. Now do you see how impossible it is to stay away from a Herve baby for so long? Oh, Collins, you send us with your fantastic lines. Eva, the blonde, came back. I know. Do I have a surprise for those two? She'll be here any second now. Mr. Costigan! Oh, excuse me. Mr. Costigan! Oh, for Christ's sake, what is it now, Bankini? Your wife is here to see you, sir. Oops. Herve, darling, why don't you answer my calls? And who is this woman? What? Huh? Get out of here, you are not my wife. Arturo! You shouldn't get so excited, Herve, darling. Remember what the doctor said. You again, huh? This way, lady. Unhand me, oaf. Penny... I can explain. Penny! Ah, poot! She's gone again, dammit! Oh, Bankini, how could you? You're fired! 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 So what, you old coot? At least I uncovered your little love game. How dare you treat your wife that way? You're a pig, you boob! For your information, Norma and I were divorced over 10 years ago. I gave her a house and have been supporting her ever since. But it seems she's gone a little batty since the divorce and still honestly thinks we're married. I don't want to lock her up in an institution, but it seems her condition has gotten worse. I don't know what I should do with her. But I do know what to do with you! Get out before I kick you out myself! Arturo, I don't want to see a female within miles of my property, is that clear? And I do mean any female! Slam! Sure, boss. Yeah, babe, I'm at the airport now. I'll be home by tomorrow morning. In Sado today, Pro Solar mechanic Rand Race is in court for assault on Pedro Sanyo. The rest of the crew remains. For I am Maniac, voyager of the cosmic stream, possessor of the infinitesimal power of the universe. Gaze upon my countenance hewn from the colliding of twin pulsars. Marvel at my modest display of power before you. Cower at the thought of the magnitude of my fury unleashed, unhobbled, unchained. But all this magnificence I wield is for naught. I am now but a simple wraith in limbo. Where I once could alter the course of a mighty galaxy with a twitch of an eye, now the puniest ant does not pay me heed. All this is due to my captor, who is also my bitterest foe. Who is this fool egocentric who would call himself Gah-Zis? Maggie versus Maniac. How cute. Look at Penny and her silly little comic books. Silly is right. Penny, are you going to sit there all day reading these things? Reading those things? There's more important things in life, you know.
No, there isn't.
I'm hip. I'd give anything to be a superhero. When I was a little girl, I saw Comrade Seven nab some crooks. Since then, I've been the president of her fan club. I have an autograph from Rockman.
The Rockman?
That's nothing. I used to go out with Ratman before he was put in the slammer for life. Maggie was a superhero once. Yeah, he used to take me to...
A what? A superhero?
You were? Maggie? You?
Now's your chance, Mag. They've been talking shit all afternoon. Go ahead. Tell them how you became a superhero.
When? Oh, yeah. Then... You, Maggot? Don't make me laugh. Who were you? Rump Woman? Butt Angel? Adam Ass? Buttocks the...
Go on. Quit teasing us, Maggie. We're serious. You tell him, Mag.
Really, Maggie? Honest.
Oh, yeah? Tell us about it, then.
Well, it started when I got my first solo mechanics job. I had to fix a highly delicate Miamese mini transporter. The only problem was that some idiot forgot to plug the machine in. So being paid by the hour, I decided to waste time and play with it. It was loads of fun, like transporting little odds and ends across the world and getting back even odder ends, but then it went a little too far.
Oh boy, now I did it. I'll get 30 years for this.
Free at last, back to the dimension I was born to rule.
Ah, simple one, your puny mind cannot possibly fathom the sheer magnitude of what you've wrought. Cringe before power personified and yield your simpering soul.
Who, me? I just work here.
My birthright is fulfilled. You are cause and first witness to Maniacus Rex, His Imperial Majesty Maniac the First.
Don't you know it's impolite to point?
Now do not bother to seek out your former champion Ultimax, for his power is doomed to failure against my stupendous might. I would annihilate him in one microsecond.
That night I got out my Doomsday Depression Emergency Kit, six-pack, and my favorite stack of superhero comics and came across an old Ultimax comic I really never looked at in detail. The art wasn't very good. And the issue happened to be about how Ultimax once defeated Maniac because only he could withstand the villain's death bolts. Aha! So the jerk thought he could trick me, huh? My next stop would be the Ultimax estate in Satellite City. See, miss? Ultimax sold the estate 7 years ago. Not completely. He now lives in a shady hotel in that area called Section 8. My route just happens to go through there.
Oh, did he disappear?
Psst. Goody. I spent the last of my money for this ride. Here you are, miss. Section 8, the Zato of Satellite City. I hope you find what you're looking for.
Phew.
Thank you. Part 2. Ultimax.
Oh, excuse me. I must have the wrong room. I'm looking for... Oh, my. You're Ultimax?
Oh, an angel. And she knows you all.
Yeah, it's me. Make it fast, then split. I don't like visitors.
Don't tell me you need my help to save the world.
Well, you came to the wrong guy. Don't do that crime-fighting shit no more. Why don't you get someone like the Avengers, or the Bestus League, or Armenia,
You're the only superhero who can withstand Maniac's death bolts.
Maniac? No, it couldn't be. I sent him into the ninth dimension years ago.
You did say Maniac? How did he escape? How?
Well, you see, it started when I was fixing a broken mini transporter, and you see...
It's not your fault. I figured science would find a way into other dimensions sooner or later. Come, we haven't a moment to lose. I think I still remember the ingredients to,
This is Ultimax?
The concoction I now hold in my hand is a thing that completely changed the life of a young, naive scientist many years ago.
Uta!
So stand back and witness the ultimate, most awesome spectacle your eyes could ever witness. You're kidding. Behold, you're not kidding? How could you have ever doubted me, hmm? Who, me? Go ahead, touch it. See, it proves you're not dreaming. It's the real me, all right. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm off to end Maniac's reign of terror. Go, man. Go. Oh, whoa, I can't do it. I just remember the reason I quit the business in the first place. If you notice, my backup doesn't seem to be here. Your loyal sidekick, Go-Go Girl, where is she? She left me. She somehow got superpowers and turned bad on me. She became Demona, the most powerful woman on this world. Let's see. Without her, I'm nothing. You see, Go-Go Girl wasn't just a kick on the side. She was also my get-up-and-go. She was my soul, my inspiration. She gave me confidence to kick ass. Without her, I'm no good. Hey, you're Go-Go Girl. What? Please, be Go-Go Girl for just 1 hour. I'll get you a costume and then we can... But I can't fight. I don't have any superpowers or... You won't have to fight. Just stand there and look good. Besides, it'll be a good experience for you. Just think, when all your friends see you... I mean, not everyone can be a real superhero and for free nowadays. What do you say? Duh... You're looking really tip-top today, Go-Go Girl. Ready for some action? Sure. Only, how did Go-Go Girl fit in this thing? You know what? Feel stronger already. Ooh, do you feel a draft? Hey, it's him! Ultimax! At long last! Oh, I love the smell of a fan reborn. The smell? Ultimax is back! Our god has returned to us, our hero! Bless my child, Ultimax! Please don't leave us again, Ultimax! No, my children, I will not leave you again! Your hero is here to stay! I think I unleashed a whore far worse than Maniac. Psst, Ultimax, shh! As mayor of Satellite City, I hereby present this award of merit to you, Ultimax, and Go-Go Girl, and thanks for all the fine deeds you have performed for this fair city in the past so many years. We would have presented it to you sooner, but you disappeared on us. Heh, snap the picture, boy! Ah! And now, with all said and done, we're wondering if Satellite City's once again most honored citizen would like to say a few words. Heh. Ahem, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Ultimax? Good citizens, you needn't worry about crime in this city any longer, because Ultimax is back to clean it up. Yahoo! Yay! Hooray! Yay! Tis well nigh time. Every fiber of my being thirsts for battle. Part 3, when Titans crash. Ultimax, I'm sorry to bother you, but don't you think you should start looking for Maniac like you promised? Sure. First, let me check on our booking for Venus. Venus. They're not going there. For Vegas, Reno, and Salt Lake City. Listen, buddy, Maniac's out there doing who knows what to ruin the world, and you're sitting here on your ass. Now see here, young lady, have you forgotten who I am? Eek! Help! Help! You are not but a craven coward, Ultimax! Bah! I spit at that name! Grow weary of this childish game! Come and kneel before your better! So the weakling decides to finally present himself, fawning behind the skirts of this... quivering protoplasm who freed me from your loathsome prison. What did he say? He's glad to see us. What's the matter? Why are you just standing here? I thought you were back to normal. Well, Go-Go Girl always starts the battle off with a dropkick or something. Heed me, mortal! Before this day is done, your world as you know it will reel into my supreme rule. And my will be done! You know this won't last, you rabid fiend. I told you never to call me a rabid! Fatoom! Oh, are you alright? Did he hurt you? Are you kidding? That was just a light show, but since I'm a member of the SHG, Superhero Guild, I have to make this fight look good. Maniac has no imagination. With his powers, he could rule the world. He just doesn't know how. But now the lunacy ends. I must put an end to Maniac's sick ploy before any more lives are threatened. Things may get bloody. Wish me luck. Break a leg? Fists flew, bolts bashed, buildings broken after about 10 minutes and started to slow down. This is horrible. Wait, Ultimax is winning. He... pom, pow, sock, zap, biff, tish, tock, bam, 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 boom.
You did it! You beat him! You won!
Yeah, I did, didn't I? Where were you? Maniac was sent back to the ninth dimension. Then after it was all over, he gave me a big kiss and left, and then that was that.
Wow! Bull!
You still don't believe, huh? Looky here, I have proof.
Oh, this I've got to see.
You slime, that's not proof. You sent away for that, you little snit.
No way, he gave it to me when he left to find the...
I'm getting out of here. If there's anything I cannot stand, it's a damn liar. Come on, Giggles.
You don't believe me, Hopi?
Sure, they're just jealous.
Oh, baby.
Now, I don't want to see you or your gang hanging around here again. Got that?
Loud and clear, Atoma.
We're sorry, we're airheads. Have mercy.
All right, well, no, we'll do. I think these are small, right? Let me see.
No, these are quite. Okay, so we'll go back to Locas next time we do Love and Rockets. We did a lot of Love and Rockets this time because we haven't done it in a while. So, all right, guys, we'll see you next time for more. And don't forget about the Humble Bundle, Bendis Jinx Bundle, and the Dark Horse Cyberpunk and Witcher Bundle that you guys can pick up right now on Humble Bundle. PDF, DRM free comics. I'm not going to get... Well, if there is something that's not DRM free, I'm going to let you guys know you need an app for it. But... yeah, definitely pick them up. I won't be able to get the Cyberpunk one right away, but I did pick up the Bendis one, so I'll just have to wait maybe a week or so before I can pick up the Cyberpunk one. But all right, guys, thanks so much, and I do want to address something. So I did talk about the email I got. I don't want to upset anybody because the guy was only, you know, wanting the best for me. He was saying, you know, it would be great to have an editor and all that and do panel by panel. But as you see, I really enjoy doing it this way. And I don't want to do it in a way that's not fun. Because then when it's not fun and it's like work, then I don't want to do it, right? Because I enjoy these stories and these comics and I have a lot of fun with it. And if I'm having fun, you guys are seeming to be having fun as well. Because I check the views and the comments and you guys really like it. So I also want to thank you guys for your positive support. Because there were some comments there that say, hey, we get it. We understand. Like, we love the way you do it. And that's great. That means a lot. So I'm going to continue to do that as we move on to the next month. Of course, we'll be in June. And we've got, of course, some more Chaos comics. You guys are going to like those. Then, of course, we're going to be doing more Witchblade, which you guys really like. And more Inkle. And then, of course, we got the final Max. Final chapter of the Max. And then... we're bringing you Spawn. Let me see. Let me look at this week. Don't think I'm going to have an extra bonus comic week this time, guys. Sorry about that. Nothing I can do. It just happens when we have an extra week. But we will be giving you the comics that you guys like. And I am going to try. And I mean like hard try. I am going to try to bring you guys some extra comics. And I've gotten some requests for the horror comics. I got some requests for Red Sonja, bringing that back maybe, and of course Lady Mechanica, which did really well, so I kind of want to bring her back. Nothing on Power Rangers, which means we might be completely done with them, but that is fine. There is a team that does much better Power Rangers than I do, just being honest, they do. And they have a Patreon and everything else, and I think they do, like, audio comics or something. So they've been doing it for a while, and I don't really want to steal their thunder. So, yeah, I like that, you know, they have that going on as well. And you can obviously listen to the Lord Draken saga, because they've covered all of that. So definitely, you know, check them out, right? And while that's going on, obviously, we're going to continue, like I said, the more indie books that we cover. I mean, Power Rangers, not necessarily indie, you know. But, I mean, Spawn, I guess, yeah, it is kind of indie, especially now. It's not nearly as popular as it used to be. But people are still reading it, and it's still going strong.
I think that might be about it. Just running through some things real quick. And again, thank you guys for your support. It means a lot. We're almost about to hit 600 subscribers. I can hardly believe it. I just did this channel for fun, and you guys really liked it, and it really took off. So we're going to give you more, definitely. I'm going to try to do the best I can to give you more comics. All right, so I'm out. I'll see you next time.